recording. Today we're going to be talking about Chapter 5, A New Nation.
To have a new nation, they needed an idea of a government. The Magna Carta and Bill of Rights were very important documents that helped so the king had to follow the laws the people did. This was put into play in 1215 in England. The Virginia Statute for Religious Freedom declared that no person could be forced to attend a particular church or be required to pay for a church with tax money.
Federalists were people that supported the Constitution, and Anti-Federalists opposed it.
The first Constitution was the Articles of Confederation. This stated that Congress would become a single branch and limit the powers in order to protect people's liberties.
There were many pros and cons of the Articles of Confederation. The pros were that they protected and strengthened the U.S. They gave freedom to the U.S. citizens, and they organized the original 13 states.
The cons were that they encouraged a weak central government, they didn't promote a good taxation system, and they paved the way to a poor military program.
In order to do the Articles of Confederation, they had to have all 13 states ratify. Maine was the last to ratify.
The Articles of Confederation soon led to the Constitutional Convention.
The Constitutional Convention took place in February 1787. The Congress invited each state to send a delegate to the convention in Philadelphia. The goal of the meeting was to improve the Articles of Confederation.
Events that happened in the U.S. in the 1700s were the Virginia Plan, New Jersey Plan, Great Compromise, and the Three-Fifths Compromise. The Virginia Plan played an important role in the overall agenda for the convention. The Virginia Plan called for a strong national government. The plan was the first document to suggest the separation of powers into executive, legislature, and judicial branches. The New Jersey Plan proposed a one-house legislature and equal representation in Congress for all states. This plan was supported by smaller states who feared losing power in the federal government.
The Great Compromise wanted a two-house legislature, equal representation in the upper house of Congress or Senate, representation in the lower house of Congress, House of Representatives, and to be proportional to the population.
The Three-Fifths Compromise was an agreement that only three-fifths of the state's slave population would count when determining representation.
Having trouble with Britain, the U.S. had to pay taxes on imports, close ports to American ships, and the cost to import and export prices raised for people buying products.
Having weaknesses with the Articles of Confederation caused the Constitutional Convention. They needed three branches of government and checks and balances. Checks and balances is a system that kept all branches of government from becoming too powerful.
Shays Rebellion was a group of farmers protesting against the government in Massachusetts against high taxes when they couldn't even pay off their debt. They were defeated by state troops in 1787.
Chapter 6, Understanding the Constitution. Federal System. A federal system is a system that divides powers between the states and the federal government. The House of Representatives, Senates, are all working together to write laws and pass bills. The House of Representatives is made up of 435 elected officials. To be a member of the House, you have to be at least 25, have lived in the U.S. for 7 years or more, live in the state you will represent, and have been elected by the people of the state. You will work together to write laws and serve a two-year term. Now that we've talked about the lower house, now we'll talk about the upper house. The upper house is made up of only 100 electors with two senates from each state. A state like Wyoming would be equal to the state of California because they each only have two electors. Executive branch. The president or power to veto can be impeached. You can get executive orders and can be pardoned to get someone out of jail and have a clean record. Now we will talk about the 10 Amendments. The First Amendment is that Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably by to assemble and to petition the government for redress of grievances. Free speech, many things not protected. Freedom to petition means make request of government and then freedom to assemble. The Second Amendment. The Second Amendment is a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. The right to own weapons will come with many new laws. The Second, Third, and Fourth Amendments relate to the colonial issues. You can defend yourself and your property. The Third Amendment. The Third Amendment is that no soldier shall, in time of peace, be quartered at any house without the consent of the owner, nor in time of war, but in a manner to be prescribed by law. The Fourth Amendment is the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall issue, but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. Right to search and seize, search warrant, and privacy and technology are requirements for this. The Fifth Amendment is that no person shall be held to answer for capital or otherwise infamous crime unless or presentment or indictment of a grand jury except in cases arising or the land or naval forces or in the militia when in actual service in time of war or public danger, nor shall any person be subject for the same offense to be twice put in jeopardy of life or limb, nor shall be compelled in any criminal case to be a witness against himself, nor to be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor shall private property be taken for public use without just compensation. You do not have to talk if you might incriminate yourself. The Sixth Amendment is that in all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial, but an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed, which district shall have been previously assentrained by law, and to be informed of the nature and cause of the accusation, to be confronted with the witness against him, to have compulsory process for obtaining witness in his favor, and to have the assistance of counsel for his defense. Right to a fast trial, a lawyer, and a fair judgment are requirements for this. The Seventh Amendment is that in suits at common law where the value in controversy shall exceed $20, the right of trial by jury shall be preserved, and no fact tried by a jury shall be otherwise re-examined in any court of the United States than according to the rules of the common law. Right to the jury law. The Eighth Amendment is that excessive bail shall not be required, nor excessive fines imposed, nor cruel and unusual punishments inflicted. The Ninth Amendment is that mercurization of the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retaining by the people. And the last but not least amendment is the Tenth. The Tenth Amendment is that the powers nor delegated by the United States by the Constitution nor prohibited by into United States and reserved for the states respectfully or to the people.
Unit 2, Chapter 7, Launching the New Nation. The first president in the U.S. was George Washington. George Washington was born in 1782 and moved to America and became a husband to a woman called Martha Washington. A precedent is an action or decision that later serves as an example. Some cabinet members, Alexander Hamilton, Secretary of Treasury, Thomas Jefferson, Secretary of State, Henry Knox, Secretary of War, Samuel Osgood, Postmaster General. What is the Judiciary Act of 1789? This was officially titled an act to establish the judicial courts of the United States. This created the federal court system. What are federal courts? These are courts with limited power to make a legal judgment. Some courts are district courts, circuit courts, and supreme courts. Changing the capital. New York was the capital at the time, but the South thought the North would then have too much power. Washington then wanted a place on the Potomac that touched the Virginia and Maryland's borders. Jefferson opposes Hamilton. Hamilton wanted a strong central government that balanced the masses and the wealthy. Jefferson believed it was to go to the masses to rule the country. Hamilton believed in promoting business. He also said the government would get a prize for excellent products. He also wanted to create higher tax. But Jefferson was worried that the government depended too much on the businesses. Jefferson thinks the general people should have the power. He also believed that farmers had the most power. But then Hamilton wanted to start a national bank where the government could deposit money. Then he asked each state to start their own banks. Remaining neutral, British ships carrying to the French West Indies. This also included Jay's Treaty. This started out with the British training the Indians after they had lost the war, but they would supply the Indians with weapons and food, creating a tension between them.
Remaining neutral, French Revolution, a rebellion of French people against their king in 1789. Neutrality Proclamation. Thomas Jefferson wants to back France, but the president says no. The end of an era. Washington leaves the presidency. He retired from the presidency in 1797 and died at Mount Vernon in December 14, 1799. The John Adams presidency. The election of 1796.